5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come on, let's go, people. It's the Vegan Steven podcast for one day only. The time is 12:20. 20 minutes past 12. The day is possibly Monday. Let's find out. Drum roll. It is Monday 15. I have been watching the greatest show on the internet. Gypsy Brides US. Fucking hell. TLC is just the gift that keeps on giving. Also on today's podcast, an out of tune guitar. And, oh yeah. Winston Churchill and ants. Oh. What was happening to this poor guitar last night? Jeepers. Ladies and gentlemen. So Winston Churchill has had threats upon his statue's life, and the members in power or something like that have decided to put him in a big box so that nothing happens to his statue. So thought I'd have a little look. Here's a list of some of the most played and most watched episodes of the Vegan Steven podcast. First place, coronavirus conspiracy. Second place, Irish cartel in flip-flops. So there's one for you. Next one, 1918 Spanish flu pandemic. And in the next place, cognitive behavioral therapy. And in final place, Tom Hanks ? Pizzagate conspiracy. The next one, sounds awful. Dyslexia. Next one. Oh, I read that already. Agenda 2030. Then Ben Shapiro, City Jew Thug Life. Onision versus Chris Hansen. I'll in serenade you and seal your deal with a pinky promise. I've got my mind set on you, I've got my eye set on you. All these thoughts of marriage in one of your polka dot dresses calm my nerves, and we'll both get who we deserve. 'Cause we're restless and desperate, and there's nothing else to do. You should stay in my company, then I could be with you. Forgotten to speak, I mean, think board is long. I keep on talking, you're getting past my knees again. This is more than a dress rehearsal. We're in danger and gullible. Cause we're restless and desperate, and there's nothing else to do. You should stay in my company, then I could be with you. Cause we're restless and desperate, and there's nothing else to do. You should stay in my company.
Phone show. Adrian Kennedy is the next on the list. Cold Showers, and then we have Shane McGowan on the late show or one of those things. So let's find out. Winston Churchill, was he a big flippin' racist? I've no idea. We're gonna find out. Is his character defamation? Probably. He's some of my favourite stories about Winston Churchill. Is that, because I was saying, oh, jeez, I love Winston Churchill. So my mate, and he was like, oh, no, fucking prick. I think he took fucking something, he was saying something like the fucking, they took a load of rice and shit off, oh, no, rice, a load of food off the Irish or something to feed the soldiers in fighting, English soldiers fighting in India or something. I don't remember, don't quote me on that. I was only half listening, and I was just like, rah, 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 rah. So let's find out what else this lad got up to. Because watching you, it's your boy, Boris Johnson. And he was there being like, ah, Winston Churchill sound. Yes, Churchill was a racist. This is by edition.cnn.com. Yes, Churchill was a racist. Oh, fucking... Vegan Steven Podcast, a radio podcast. Vegan Steven is a fictional character. All characters and events in this show, even those based on real people, they're entirely fictional. All celebrity voices are impersonated poorly. The following program contains coarse language, and due to its content, should not be viewed by anyone. Who's this iPhone? Oh, damn! They got a big lad off the big statue and they're rolling down the street. There's loads of them. And they're all white lads. They're like, yeah, white guilt. Where's this lad? They're throwing him in the water. No! Damn! Feckin' Poet says, feckin' Miles Chambers says, in my ignorance, I had no idea what Churchill was up to. I heard about him in school. I was like, oh, jeez. He got a lot done for one lifetime. So, what's this lad after? What did he be getting up to? Oh, it's the CNN. We need to recognise, though, that Churchill's worldview was far from static. And his ideas did not simply freeze when the 20th century dawned. Alright, CNN, you're losing me, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure out, was it good old Winston that they took down? My favourite Winston Churchill story is that he was mad for the pints, could not get enough of it, and he got so pissed one time, he's on the session so hard, they had to bring in a voice actor to do his speeches on the radio. Ah! I think that's fucking... What a lad on the session, like. What a lad. Alright, let's. I just want to find out, like, what. Fuck it, what did Churchill do? Boop, boop, boop. Was. So we got the sun. .co.uk/dodgy place to get news. Radical views of Churchill. Oh my word. Was Churchill racist? Yes, but he deserves respect, says the IrishTimes.co.uk. Churchill, race, row. Was Winston the Sun dodgy news source? Why some people have accused the wartime Prime Minister of racism? Winston, my favourite thing about Winston Churchill after that other thing is that every baby looks like Winston Churchill. Fucking locked off their head on pints. Here we go. Who was Churchill? Why some people have accused Winston Churchill of being racist? Fantastic. Some say Churchill is very old-fashioned. On the weekend, 6th of June, Black Lives Matter protests took the streets following the George Floyd thing. He was killed. And things. The statue was defaced during the second day of the protest. Churchill's name was crossed out in black print saying, racist lad. And. I'm so confused. Did they take down the statue? I think they did. Come on, radical views of Churchy Boy. What was he getting up to? Throughout his life, Churchill made numerous explicit statements on race. And his views on race contribute to his decisions and actions on British politics. From the 20th century onwards, his attitudes resulted in... jeebers, this text is tiny. Alright, reappraisal of his life, achievements, and work to both the British lads. You're losing me, lads. This is live. Come on, get together. Here we go. Next one. The Irish Times. Yes, buddy deserves respect to some lad. And here's the start of our article. What was he getting up to? You'll never know. The Sun. Churchill race row. Was Churchill racist? Why some people have accused him. Right. He served as a consecutive Prime Minister twice in the 1940 and 1945. Before being defeated in the 1945 general election by Labour. Churchill's refusal to surrender in the Nazi Germany have prompted many to credit him for Britain's victory in World War II. As well, he did masterful public speeches. Churchill was a gifted painter and a keen writer. Why have some people accused him of being racist? Perfect. But despite all this, a small minority have banned him from an imperialment white supremacist as an imperialist. White supremacist, let's find out why. White supremacist, here's why. Alright, we'll see you after the break. This is the The Stephen Podcast. Get your merch down below. Subscribe hard. Hard. Subscribe very hard. And let's keep going. Coming up on the show later, why answer like humans? Let's find out. Alright. And we're switching back to the other screen. Oh, here we go. There are people. Oh, but despite all of this, small minority of people, lad. So he's a something up in here. Here, there are people, in fact, both now and during his lifetime, who found Winston Churchill's views on race and ethnicity alarming. As an MP, he showed very imperial mindset of his desire to conquer more nations based on his belief that the Aryan stock is bound to triumph. That's A-R-Y-A-N, I think that's Aryan. The Independent reported. And in 1937 he told the Palestine Royal Commission, that's P-A-L-E-S-T-I-N, I think that's Palestine, no great wrong had been done to the Red Indians of America. Oh dear. Of America, or the black people of Australia, according to the BBC. Prime Minister Stephen Baldwin was warned not to appoint him to cabinet because his views were so old-fashioned. Even Churchill's doctor saying Winston thinks only of the colour of their skin. Oh my word, I'm going to have a little look to one of the signs that protesting here. You fucked with the Viking virus generation, Vans something generation, virus generation perhaps. Alright, there we are. What happened to Winston Churchill's statue? Boarded up, reportedly. So, yeah, alright. Let's find out what else he was up to. Radical views of Churchill. Jeez. Churchill had some sympathy for the Jewish Bolivism conspiracy theory, and stated in 1920 article Zionism versus Bolivianism that communism was worldwide and things like that. There you are. So they're sticking the old Churchill statue in the museum. Also in the world, China locks down 10 more Beijing neighbours over the COVID-19 outbreak. And Bollywood star Sun Hajist Sai Rapatest found hanged in his Mumbai home. Police suspect suicide. Stabbed in the back 27 times. Jeez. And, I guess no jokes about suicide. NASA warns for another 5 asteroids heading our way. Oh, NASA, You a nagger, nagger. That's nag, er. Says when Valkyr says there's an agreed timeline to rotate position of Taoiseach in new government. Apparently there's no government in Ireland or something. There we are. At the moment, Valkyr and Harris wear face covering masks. Alright, there we are. And 9 cows killed by lightning strike in Clare. Jeez, what were the cows up to, man? Were they up a big building? Alright, might be some light-hearted comments there, perhaps. Some poor-tasting jokes. 2/3 of men turned to alcohol to combat loneliness and boredom during the COVID-19 pandemic. Whispering must be the new thing here. Facebook rejects Australian calls to share advertising revenues with fucking media things. Alright. And some things are going on to do with stores reopening. Yeah, lovely. And Spike Lee apologises after defending Woody Allen and criticising cancel culture. Comments are turned off. Comments have been disabled. No regrets for Ireland outgoing Arsenal star, says someone. And also in the news, Atlanta police officer sacked after fatal shooting of black man. And we got some things going on here as well in the news. It's the news, it's the blues. Happy birthday to Mr. President. Israel approves funding for Trump Heights settlement in occupied Golan Heights. Spreading of flip cars over. This is a different article. Aimed clashes today between Chechen and Arab gangs in Dillon, France. This is all news. Alright. So, just like you've been promised. Just like you've been promised. Ants! What they want, where they come from. Apparently they take up 20% of fucking the world's alive things, organisms. It's okay, I'm a professional podcaster. This is not a drill. There are more than 12,000 species of ants all over the world. I was trying to watch, you know, fucking ants, because they're fascinating, but they're so goddamn ugly. So my plan was to watch Bugs Life, the TV show, it's a film, but I didn't get around to it. By God, they're so ugly. I was watching ants hunting the spiders, and oh jeez, fuck, fuck, fuck. I wasn't emotionally able. An ant can lift 20 times its own body weight. Some queen ants can live for many years. And millions of babies ants don't have ears. What? They don't have ears. They got like 8 legs. And they're constantly fighting each other. They go to different ant hives and fucking kill all the other ants. It's absolutely mental what they do. It's so mental how they kill each other. They get like one ant. And then, because there's these like fucking warrior ants that go in, they're fucking bigger. And they fucking... The worker ants or something, I don't know how it works. They grab a leg each, and then some lads grab their little feelers on top, and they literally pull the fucker apart. They just fucking pull, limb by limb, fucking pull the thing apart. And, or else what they do is they fucking, they have exoskeletons, and they use their fucking clipper things to like tear holes in their exoskeletons. And then they fucking start squirting this acid to melt their internal organs. Oh my fucking Christ. It's like hand-to-hand combat. Because the acid stuff doesn't work or something. unless the internal organs are fucking on display. Absolutely fucking wild. And they go to neighbouring, they fucking, they're cannibals, like they eat each other, but only neighbouring fucking tribe shit. Absolutely fucking wild. Ants are an eurosocial insects of the family. So unnecessary big words. Formidable, Formicgale, and along with related wasps and bees. They hunt feckin' wasps and bees. It's absolutely wild. Along with other hyper ants appear fossils across the things there. They're so fucking wild. They're absolutely wild. And ants. Boy, flippers, they're so disgusting. They're absolutely nasty looking. Ants facts for kids. Oh man. They're absolute, like, fucking kill or be killed. Like, absolutely mental. Like, they don't give a flippin' hoot about anything. They're just absolute wild lads. Also, in today's news, humour there, there's serious vegan things. Do you always hear those fucking beautiful birds out there? Fucking gorgeous. Vegan Steven podcast, check out that merch below. Alright, 9 cows fucking killed. Man, that'd be, alright, here we go. Let the bad jokes begin. Thomas King says, big loss to the farmer financially there. Is there some sort of insurance cover there? 200 upvotes, people are fucking love that. Clear with the bus. Here comes Connor. Connor, I've heard them all before. Possible pun there. Oops, meant for the thread below. Alright. Pauline Byrne says, poor cows. Okay. Will says, thunderstorm went right over us Sunday. Haven't experienced that for years. The noise was incredible. Throughout. Thought a truck was after hitting the house at one stage. Manly Soiler says, those poor creatures. 100 upvotes, people are loving that. D replies, I take it you're vegan, so Mandy, because if not, then it's very hypocritical to feel bad for them dying in this horrific manner as opposed to the usual horrific slaughter. Damn. Colin chimes in. Picture of his wife there. I can almost smell the fleshy cooked steak from here. And that was a that wasn't it. Alright, moving on. Ant Experiment says, cow taste of fur offal, something like that. James John Smith says, cattle do nicely. Okay, J Monkey says, they should have moved. All right. Thomas Patrick says, how you like your steak, sir, or just a quick flash in the pan should do it. John Sinker says, did they all automatically turn into burgers? Phil O'Meara says, killed by lightning, that's rare. Denise says, more well done now, I'd say. And Ivan Even says, they didn't even get to graduate from Bovine University. Very juvenile, says Rosie Larkin. What passes for humour now? Zero empathy for the farmer. Yeah, get up. Yeah, preach, Rosie. Zero empathy for the farmer on loss of part of his or her income. And the stress of finding their animals in such circumstances. It doesn't matter. We live in a city, town, or rural. We can't survive without farmers. They work hard. Is this fucking farmer's daughter here? I can't change. That's just the way I brought up. I can't do it. It's just bad. Sometimes for little profit or supply us with much of our food, milk, butter, cheese, meat, products, fruit, vegetables, it shouldn't be hard for us to show empathy and a lot of gratitude. Fucking hell. It's hard to hear from up there from her high horse. What was that? Trevor says, it's not actually the cow that gets struck, it's the ground. Oh gee, that's interesting. Our love our farm earthed feel, but cows are earthed by four legs and they are closer to the current soza. Chief Buckcat says, can you get rubber wellies for cows? Asking for a friend. That sounds fucking brilliant. James Quinn says, no way to describe these poor farmers' wives. I love that comment. Joseph Nolan says, shocking. All right. Jake Kelly says, there's some shocking beef, I tell you. Holy Cow says, ants. So if you like this podcast, there's a chance that you are a deep thinker. I hate to break it to you. You might want to get yourself tested and call your ex-girlfriends. Because it's hot. It's not that contagious. Are you observant? Are you introverted? Are you humorous? Are you... other things? Alright. We're going to leave it there. And take care of yourself. You are a superstar. And great. Alright. Bye.